Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
In terms of bills passed to protect the lives of innocent unborn children, this session of the Montana legislature is one for the record books. Never since the egregious Roe v. Wade decision was handed down in 1973 has Montana passed so many pro-life bills in a single session. It all began when Montanans went to the polls in November to elect huge conservative majorities in the House and Senate and our state's first pro-life governor in 16 years. At that point, we knew the table was set for a strong pro-life session. The first three bills passed back in February. House Bill 136, also known as the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, will ban all abortions after 20 weeks, the point at which a fetus's neural system is developed enough to detect pain. The second bill, House Bill 140, would require abortion providers to offer a woman considering an abortion the opportunity to view an ultrasound of her baby and hear the fetal heart tone before the abortion is done. We call this informed consent, and women have the right to all the facts. The third bill is House Bill 171, the Abortion-Inducing Drug Protocol Act. This is a big one and would put an end to Planned Parenthood's practice of performing abortions by video chat. These are also known as Skype or Zoom abortions, where the abortion provider does a video interview, then dispenses RU486, a powerful abortion-inducing drug, by mail. This allows patients to perform at-home abortions far from a doctor or a hospital. The problem is, these drugs are so powerful that they can result in hemorrhaging or even death. All three of these bills have been sent to the governor for his signature, and three more are following right behind. House Bill 167 is the Born Alive Infant Protection Act, a ballot referendum that ensures every infant born alive, even as the result of a botched abortion, will receive appropriate medical care. Since it's a ballot referendum, it will go directly to the people for a vote. The next bill is House Bill 229, which would ban taxpayer-subsidized abortions through Obamacare health insurance exchanges. This bill has passed the House and is scheduled for debate on the Senate floor this afternoon. It could pass the Senate by tomorrow afternoon, then it's on to the governor. And finally, House Bill 620 would stop federal Title X funds from flowing to abortion providers. The Hyde Amendment already prohibits federal dollars from being used for abortions, but assertions have been made over the years that Title X dollars are used by abortion providers to backfill their budgets and free up other dollars for abortions. House Bill 620 would defund Planned Parenthood. On the disappointing side, two pro-life bills failed to pass. House Bill 337, the Personhood Amendment, failed to get the two-thirds vote it needed to be placed on the ballot, and Senate Bill 315 died yesterday when it missed a transmittal deadline. 315 was a Born Alive Infant Protection Act, similar to House Bill 167, but it would have become law with the governor's signature rather than being voted on by the people. And speaking of the governor, we're inviting everyone to join us next week, Tuesday, April 20th at 7:30 a.m. in the Capitol Rotunda for the governor's prayer gathering. Governor Greg Gianforte, Lieutenant Governor Kristen Juris, and elected officials from across the state will gather to ask God for his blessing and guidance on our state and our nation. Once again, the event begins bright and early at 7:30 a.m. next Tuesday, April 20th, under the beautiful dome of the Montana Capitol. For those who are unable to travel to Helena in person, the event will be live-streamed on Facebook. Once again, it's next Tuesday, April 20th, at 7:30 a.m. We hope to see you there. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.